Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. It's like you've got some news for us.
Every time. It's getting there. It's getting close. January 26th.
The countdown begins. Well, it actually began 3 months ago. Here we are. Closer.
Who's coming to Lake Lyle? Oh, you can't answer me because you're only listening on the radio. Well, I bet you're going. Because it's going to be mad. Beyonce's hosting. I mean, it's hearsay, but it's obvious. Where else is she going to be? I mean, like, that's going to be her destination.
Madison Square. She's been there a million times.
She's been there so many times.
I bet you she's never been to a lake.
That place is overrated. It's not even a square.
And Lake Lyle is extremely underrated.
Yeah, absolutely.
Trees. I'm guessing some lizards. Possibly legless lizards if you looked under a bunch of rocks. That's a snake cross lizard.
What lizards? Legless?
Yeah.
Say that 5 times really fast.
Legless lizard, legless lizard, legless lizard, legless lizard, legless lizard, legless lizard.
We'll see you there.
What a great use of your time. Traffic. Trouble with us. It's Friendly Geordie's Drive.
1984. It's trippy. So synthy.
What do you got against synth?
I love them.
Well, you sounded pretty negative on it, but that's all right.
No, no, no. Whenever I like
people
anything,
have been asking me what I think about.
If I guess, you're every astral birthday. Projecting every time you enjoy something slightly. McDonald's yeah. chips now have a cheesy flavor to them.
Especially that.
That causes your spirit to leave its body. Chicken McNuggets, you can get 20 packs.
Why are you joking about it? It's a serious thing. I feel things on a deep level. Do you want a Kinder Surprise?
It's so good that's the white man's version of a Native American, someone who finds Macca's deals appealing. Yeah, and me, Josh Stone, is up next on Move. Wild, wild love. It's Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hey, Miss Love.
Yeah.
Watching the cricket.
Hmm.
You know how KFC always tries to hit that, ooh, kids playing cricket in the backyard.
I know the...
Doing a lot of energy, aren't you?
Yeah, I know the ad where it's like,
chicken.
Chuck the bucket on your head. It's your helmet. It's your chicken. Hey, chicken. Yeah, I know the one.
You can look like Ned Kelly.
Yeah.
So, don't you think that this would be a really good slogan for that? Just some little kid, blonde hair with an inexplicable amount of missing teeth that you know that some of them are adult as well.
Oh, my God.
That kid always going, yay, I hit a six.
Yeah.
So, it finishes on that and it goes, KFC for KF me.
That's... Yeah, that's great. That's
Thank
actually
you.
Not that bad. That's Thank really... I thought you were
gonna, just fix it.
I thought being a jokester, you were going to joke around, but that's actually pretty good. Like, I'm surprised it hasn't been used ever.
What about...
Those big
people have been asking
market.
Me what I think about
this stuff out.
Yeah, I suppose I'm glad I put that one out then because I also had the second one of KFC for KFB and it's just got a picture of a B. Traffic.
Well, you peaked.
It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. We are privy to this millennium's Michael Jackson. His name is Venu Milesh.
Mm-hmm.
Indian superstar.
Global superstar.
12 million views. Have you ever racked that up on YouTube? The answer is possibly, yeah, maybe.
I don't think anyone has. I think that's a record.
Yeah. Psy with his billion views doesn't count.
Psy? Who's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
Total psych out. Doesn't exist.
You're psyching out. That's for sure. Psy. I mean, Psy. What kind of name is crazy?
Sorry about that. It's definitely Venu Milesh with the absolute title. If you've ever seen any Katy Perry
Hands
song,
down.
It's a lie.
Yeah. That's their algorithms. That's Zuckerberg with his tricks.
Click farming.
Tricks. Yeah.
Venu Milesh, 12 million people, the population of the world, definitely.
Yeah, click farming, just like RuneScape, except for not that. Shout out RuneScape.
Thank you so much for that. All right, so here's a preview to why this man is a genius.
Hey, are you going to sing?
Yeah, but it's not a song. It's my life. It's my life. It's my life.
Oh, so good,
what
man.
What does he mean by that?
Well, I mean, he's...
I'm sorry to turn this into a year 12 English class.
Yeah, exactly. What's he trying to convey? I mean, first of all, is factually incorrect because, believe it or not, it can be about your life and a song because it's definitely a song.
It's got a beat.
Yeah.
That's all you need for a song, yeah. Surely.
But, I mean...
What do you mean? It's your life. This is the first sentence. This song goes for 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
It's not your whole life.
I Fall Apart, Post Malone is up next on Move. We're putting this up on the Facebook page. Check it out.
Yes, we are.
And also, look at how much his mouth looks like a donut. You'll be pleasantly surprised. Move FM. Sugar, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. Was watching Netflix.
Yep.
What a source of information.
Sex and the City.
Just one of the many programs that are on there. We could probably keep listing them, but the main one that I caught my attention was there is a conspiracy theory about did Hitler really die in 1945?
I've heard this. How sad is that?
Well, it's a question, but this doesn't need to be answered because
no.
Would he be alive now?
How old would he be?
200? He was not like a freshman face on the front line.
No.
He wasn't one of those guys that you see in Gallipoli that was extremely tall that they go, young. He's only 16.
Yeah. No, in all honesty, I mean
he's a pokies player age.
And that the fact that is a conspiracy that is even explored, I don't need any more proof. Let's just, I think we should just shut the internet down. Just press the button. That's enough. It's enough internet now.
Okay. Well, you're not going to like the further bombshell at the end of this conspiracy theory, which was that Hitler...
invented the internet.
Probably. I mean, that's a given. This is amateur stuff, Miss Love. Really, sorry. Stop wasting our time with things we know. Apparently, he retreated to Antarctica.
Oh, yeah.
He lives in an underground bunker that was made for 100,000 people. And it's just him and his girlfriend.
Well, there's only one way to settle it.
This is pretty lonely,
isn't
it?
There's only one way to settle it. You and me, expedition, next week. I'll book the tickets, settled. 100% it's happening. We're going to find him.
Yeah, we can definitely do that with Move FM's budget. You're beautiful. James Blunt makes a Move, the station that gives away bumper stickers and does huge expeditions to Antarctica with sonar equipment. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, what do you think about guys that walk around in a jacket that has a footy team on it when they're not going to a sporting event? Just at Aldi, picking up their kids from a preschool.
I love it.
You love it.
It's representing your stripes. And I know for a fact...
You're a very tribal man, aren't you?
Yes, I am. I know for a fact that a bloke... with a Roosters jersey on is going to be way more hectic and just a
people have been asking me what I think about the Australian day debate.
It's scientific. It's
whether
a fact.
You think that the day should be changed or you should stay.
What about right. Indigenous turtle in there? That's not pretentious. Traffic. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home. We received... inarguably, the worst news of the week.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my girlfriend's dog died. She's distraught about that. But this doesn't affect people on a global scale like the news that we're about to divulge.
Our annoying friend who I don't know if he's ever really worked in a day in his life.
And on top of that, looks like the member in a boy band that gets the least amount of
love
time in front of the camera.
Yeah, yeah. He looks like a Japanese surfer and he's not Japanese.
And also, and 2 out of 3 meals a day is him eating fries so and putting ketchup on it.
Yeah, yeah.
What, that's a fruit?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And this gentleman is close to a millionaire?
How did he do it?
Like, what is? You know what they should have taught us in school? I mean, obviously, you would have to have some... level of time travel ability. But instead of going to maths and studying for geography and giving you these morals and ethics to work hard, they should have said, all of our teachers should have said, it should have been like cultural studies. And every class should have been, look, if there's some sort of flashy internet sensation, this cultural sort of something spews out of the cultural lexicon that seems really innate and silly, but... Basically, if there's a get-rich-quick scheme, put all your money in that. We'd be
That's
fine.
What happened?
We'd be on yachts right now instead of in a studio.
He's still at home with his mum
in the same room
he
and
is.
The mum yelling at him every night going,
"Stop
feed the cat."
Yeah, but he also is loaded for doing nothing.
Which is incredible that he lacks the imagination to even move out of his mum's room.
And this
can't even do that.
And this keeps you up at night, doesn't it?
Yes. Tossing and turning.
It's just...
For the last decade, we've been busting our humps.
Yeah, well...
Talking into cameras.
Yeah, it's true. You definitely
uploading
have
them onto the net. You know, the real...
The real...
Hard work
the,
that gets...
The coal miners of today.
The world move around. Stop whining about being in a dark place all the time. At least you don't have lights in your face constantly, coal miners. Lights are seeing where you're going. Lights are on you. You don't
it's
understand
okay.
what it's like.
That can pass because technology is completely up to date and that will be considered satire because it's not a dark hole anymore down there. The point is we're going to put all his information up on our Facebook and we just want strangers to attack him.
Let you down. It's like a why isn't that song just continuously played over and over again? We can just, instead of playing the same 10 songs over and over, just Lara Lash.
That's the truest thing you've said in a long time.
Thank you. I take pride in that being the best thing I've ever said.
Yeah, I mean, the just so repetitive. That's the kind of song that if it went on for 2 hours, you'd be like, yeah, I'm still not sick of it.
Especially if you're in a club.
What a genius. Whoever wrote that? Genius.
She's 16 years old.
What?
Well, I don't know about now. She's probably 30. When was this made? 2015. Yeah, that's how time works. Anyway, the point is, we've got Clocks by Coldplay up next on Move FM. That is the whole reason why we're talking at the moment. What an incredible existence. This is the best thing that humanity is doing with its time. Move FM. Geronimo, Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. It's Move FM.
Would you guys rather own that giant... I mean, it's just a freak of nature thing that's in The Neverending Story. I don't know who knows what the hell that is, but that thing.
Oh, the really long sausage dog that's got long hair.
Yeah, who can talk.
And fly.
Would
just
you...
like real long-haired sausage dogs.
Exactly. Would you rather one of them or an actual sausage dog? Because I feel like they're equal, don't they?
So you're asking us, would you rather want a mythical character that can fly and do amazing things or an actual
or
regular version of
yeah,
the dog?
Or a dachshund.
Because the downside of the large dog is how much pal would it chomp through? It's 100 feet long.
Exactly. The logistics of keeping something like that are not easy. It's all fun and games the first few days.
Yeah. And we're all...
Yeah, but can you imagine how... What is its doghouse? The Hydra Collider?
I don't think we can do it with moving on to renewables. We need some coal power for that dog again.
It's so bad for the environment. That is the US Keystone Pipeline in organic form. See? Traffic. Broken Glass, it's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Notice the kids are really into bucket hats at the moment. That's their trend. Just right. Like, I guess, British backpackers were into it maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Five-year-olds have really caught on to it.
Okay.
Cottoned on, if you will.
What does that tell you about British backpackers, that a trend that they really liked is now being copied by five-year-olds?
It's
official. Says that they're creative, Alex. What do you reckon about it? Do you think that they like it, or do you think it's purely mums going, no, I want them to not have as many freckles?
Well, I think they're just trying to be a cool shoegaze band from the 90s, like in Manchester, like the Stone Roses.
All five-year-olds.
Oasis, yeah. I assume that they're just like, don't delete my baby. That's actually the DMAs, but that sort of, you know, that cool 90s Manchester... That's their vibe, I think.
They must be thinking about it because they talk a lot about castles. And kids love building sand castles.
That's basically Manchester.
And also, yeah, it's a fisherman's hat.
Yeah.
It's the Benjamin Button cycle, right? It's just at the beginning of your life and the end of your life, you think that having a hat that has got a perfect circumference is great.
And if it says Florida... That's the same Florida.
It's an evolutionary need.
Yeah, with smiling sons. They both love that. Homemade Dynamite is up next. You guys got any other observations of five-year-old fashion?
Those shoes where the Velcro goes... I miss those.
Yeah.
And I got to say this, Vietnamese kids down pat when it comes to it. They might be lame when they're in their 20s and wear Space Jam singlets. Going, that's a basketball team, right? But those little shoes... Those little shoes that when they so light cool. up on each step and make this sound.
Yeah.
Yes.
I had them for 3 years straight.
Oh, yes. Dude, I loved love them. It. They were great.
An absolute
baller of people that can't read yet. Good on you, Ali. Obey Dynamite. A couple. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. That was This Girl by the Kungs.
So I've got a question for the both of you. A very niche question, but the most important question of this decade.
Yes.
Was WWE SmackDown better or Raw?
Yeah!
That's why I love you, man.
Does God exist? That's why are we here? Which of those two is better? The three kings of questions.
I think... Okay, listen. Are you into your wrestling, Jordan? Do you know... Because I don't know that...
I do like Nightmare... How his finishing move was to spit worms on someone like a really demented 3-year-old.
What was the difference? I was into WWE. I don't know much about Raw. Is that just the one that went that came after?
That's such a rookie mistake. So WWE encompassed both Raw and SmackDown.
Oh.
So Monday Night Raw and Tuesday Night SmackDown. Didn't they teach you this in school?
Man, I wasn't that into it. Okay, all I know is I really liked that wrestler. I think his name was... He sort of had like clowny... It was it started with S. It was like Snake Pit or something, and he had a mask on.
Mick Foley?
No.
The guy with the socks?
Yes, that starts with an S.
It was, I can't remember his name. Jordan?
Well, this is just riveting content, and we will be back with more of us going, I think he had long hair. Survivor, Destiny's Child is up next on... Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Pretty Young Things on the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show.
He's just a machine, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's just...
And I'm malfunctioning.
Yeah. He's literally the machine from The Simpsons. The, oh gosh, we have a wiener.
The DJ Matic 3000.
Yeah, don't praise the machine.
Such a pretty beta close. Version of a Terminator you are.
Yeah, no backbone whatsoever. I just want a job.
Absolutely none whatsoever.
Could take over the world. At least it's warm in here. So yeah, Ali.
Yeah, I've actually got a gripe. I want to know why in this country there is an overemphasis on table fans and zero emphasis on ceiling fans. It makes absolutely no sense to me because it can get hot.
That's so good with the squeaky mic in the middle. It's like, rat with me. Oh man,
I don't think top fans do anything.
What do you mean? They make you feel better. That's, you know, the purpose.
They make you feel better.
You know, yeah, like it makes you feel less warm. I think that's the purpose.
I agree with both of you. They're useless, but I want one. That's my stance.
Why are they useless?
They don't do anything, man.
Of course they do.
Ali, you didn't go to primary school in Australia. Yes. Trust me, we know what ceiling fans do in Australia.
Dude, they make this noise. And there's potential to get very hurt from them. That's it.
No, but why are you jumping towards them? Just let the air come to you. Don't chase after it, and you won't get hurt.
There's only
but
one it just solution. Circulates the hot air around in this climate. I don't know the science behind it. All I remember is being 8 and painting like a dog and turning around to everyone else, and it's just like you've taken a bunch of dogs for a walk, and everyone's just sitting there while they're going, okay, kids, maths, and you're going...
That was us in high school. 6352-2900. If there's an expert, I want to know. Can you please call in?
Expert.
If there's fan installators around town, which I know there are, let us know. I mean, and I don't want to know if you're just working for a company and be like, yeah, we're the best one. We just want to know objectively, do they work?
And your name better be Fan Man if you're a nurse.
Or Steve.
Either one's fine. What Makes You Country? Luke Bryan is up next on Boob FM. Take Me to Church, Hosea. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon.
What instrument do you think is going to overtake the guitar in the future for a popular music?
Clarinet.
Ooh, controversial.
It is the accountant of musical instruments.
What about the oboe? Don't be ignorant.
What is the oboe? Isn't it just one that doesn't have a saxophone mouthpiece?
Yeah, it's a clarinet with a weird reed that comes out the side of it, and it's really big.
It's really big.
I remember in high school, just as a quick anecdote, I remember in high school that there was a bloke playing the... it was we can say his name, right?
Yeah, go.
Brent? Do you remember that guy, Brent?
No, I don't even remember him, so isn't that wonderful?
Anyway.
You probably imagined him.
Anyway.
Either that or he was a drug dealer outside of the school. It's one of the two.
Anyway, he proceeded.
We've got to get out of here. We'll talk about it later on. Move it, fam.
Veronica's, it's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. We've got an impression game here where we announce a popular character without any rehearsal.
Mm-hmm. This is spontaneous.
Feel free to play 6352-2900. But here's the character, and then he's put in a situation,
it's drama school, yeah.
Go on. And then you have to act that out.
Okay.
It is drama school. It's just basically
this
space.
This is year 8 drama, yeah.
Popeye the Sailor Man, his Centrelink is about to be cancelled.
Who's going first?
You, Mr.
What do you mean my Centrelink's being cancelled? Do you think this spinach just grows on trees? I know it literally grows on trees, but I don't have the money to get the seeds. If I don't... My wife, whatever her name is, the skinny broad, what's her name? Help me out here.
Olive.
Olive is going to punch my head in. She hits me. If I don't stay big, I have to defend myself. I need my Centrelink benefits.
That did sound a lot like an Italian shyster from the 30s, which is more or less what Popeye is. Let's be honest, you're doing it. And you do look a lot like Popeye the Sailor Man. Arlo, you want to give it a whirl?
Recently they canceled my Centrelink, and I think you've got to start growing spinach at home now, because I need that parish, you know what I mean? You need it as much as I do.
Ali, we didn't say do the elephant man from the last segment.
This is
sounded like he had a pillow in his mouth.
This is my version of Popeye, so you guys can get the hell away.
All right.
I mean, I know that my face is on the front of Popeye's chicken, but I don't actually own that. They didn't give me any royalties. Please don't take off my Centrelink.
We have a winner. We have a winner, sir. Of course the YouTube sensation's the win.
I Fall Apart is next on Move. How tragic.
Only Geordie's Drive Home show, as is 20% of the segments here, was in the toilet listening to our sister station 2LT.
It's so true.
Get ready for this. The most riveting radio I've ever heard in my life.
I love these segments.
Someone called Sam Smith. So many people that are called Smith on AM radio. If you're not named after a packet of chips, are you really Australian? And here it is. Is this on? Yep. Okay. So I've heard from a little birdie in the studio. Is this right? I've heard from someone that this is the first time ever that we are broadcasting to Honolulu. Is that right? Is this the first time we're ever broadcasting to Honolulu? Is that what's happening right now? Oh, we're not. Okay. Well, that's a bit disappointing, isn't it? Verbatim. Traffic. Lord, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home show. Brand new segment here. We're all very excited about it. It's called Calling Up Miss Love's Girlfriend. We have a theory that every time you call her, she could have just woken up and been in that fresh as a daisy mode. She'll still sound extremely tired. Are you dating Snorlax? Let's find out.
For all intents and purposes, I'm going to say no to that, but...
It's a safe move.
Yeah, let's just play it safe.
And also, what's a really safe move is calling her up on a radio show without her permission.
Yep. Seems like a safe move.
I think that your relationship will go from strength to strength after this. I really think this is a bonding exercise.
So do I.
Breaking trust and then making amends again. Work with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. Definitely not a professional relationship.
Oh, God.
I think she's broken up with you. She isn't picking up her phone.
You have reached.
Oh.
Holly.
Well, that... I mean,
proves it.
That does...
Still sleepy.
Even from the message bank. Holly.
But love pretty you, much, her catchphrase... Mm-hmm. For answering the phone to you is,
"What do you want, Michelle?" The funny thing is, if she did pick up, that's exactly what she would have said. She'd go, "What do you want, Michelle?" And then I'd tell her, and she'd be like, "What are you doing?"
Well, that was a really, really riveting segment. And next week,
we will same thing. Quality stuff here on Move.
Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. What a song. We were discussing in the ad break nothing. So let me throw this one out to you. Let me spitball. James and the Giant Peach circumnavigated the planet in a peach where he was eating it. Surprisingly, it didn't go rotten. Despite that probably taking years, let's be honest. It doesn't even have a sail.
No, but he was in a vacuum, so it wouldn't rot.
What?
Yeah, the air.
Yeah, the air.
There's no bacteria up there. There's no bacteria. It's just ice cold. So it probably wouldn't rot.
It's ice cold.
No, well, yeah, like there's no air for it to rot. There's nothing.
He was on the ocean. There's nothing but air there.
Oh, I thought he was in space.
Yeah, no, he was up what? Wasn't he up above the clouds?
God
is a DJ Pig. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I take that back. It would rot.
I will wait. Mumford and Sons, it's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, my protege. Mm. He's basically, I'm Dr. Evil, he's Mini-Me. And just half the man I am.
It's true. It's in every regard.
It's good to see that you've got a high opinion of yourself, Miss Love.
Well, let's see. The first step is being honest.
So you've started fasting because I have, just like your old man, eh?
Exactly. Mm. Yeah, basically, just to give the audience a rundown, Jordan essentially lives on carrots and old capsicums.
From the bin.
So, what's that saying? Stupid is as stupid does. I see it and I'll just do it. So I'm just trying to...
I jump off a bridge. He says, how high?
I have to do it. To be fair, though, I feel a lot better than just eating 5 cheeseburgers a day.
There you go. We got to get out of here, but there's a tip for Biz Love for today.
Just, guys...
Eating nothing is better than gorging on fast food.
Have a go at fasting once in a while.
Traffic. It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon. We just got off the phone from John Waters.
Yes, yes.
Who's, I'm to this day, not convinced that he's not that Richard Simmons robot from The Simpsons. Never not stopped working since the 70s.
Such consistent work.
He's an actor, in case anyone doesn't know. And this is a top 40 radio station aimed at 18-year-olds. So how could you not know who a guy that has extremely grey hair and I think plays a dad on Offspring is?
635-2900. Who watches Offspring? I want to know.
Oh, is that what we're talking about?
Well,
I was going to talk about the interview and give it a bit of a sizzle, but well, we're always willing to talk about what is arguably
the greatest show ever made.
The non-hospital version of All Saints.
We will come back and talk about the interview, but in the meantime, the first and foremost, I mean, that's important, but this is far more important. Who watches Offspring? I want to know.
We know who watches it.
Who?
It's clearly aimed at 30-year-old women who are disenfranchised with love. So just anyone who lives in Melbourne, pretty much.
But the fact that I was forced to watch it, and I've watched like every single episode, I doubt that theory. I think that there are under 30s that are really, really into it, purely by necessity. Much like how I got heaps into Neighbours because it was on after The Simpsons when I was a kid, I think everyone is watching Come and Meet to the Habibs, and boom, they're watching Offspring straight after.
Oh, the classic lead-in.
Yes.
I wonder if it has the same pull anymore because everyone's got their smartphones.
It does. Well, I watched it, and I was not a fan. I mean, it wasn't my choice to watch it, and I watched a lot.
I like the fact that it's got the same name as a band from the 90s.
Yeah.
That was all just about dancing midgets, mostly.
Ding. Yeah, it was just really vague Mexican.
And that's why I can't love it as much. Just not enough midgets. Put that in the next season, Offspring. Life goes on, eh? It's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Good afternoon, Miss Love.
Yeah, yeah.
8 Wonders of the World hasn't been updated in quite some time.
Yes.
It's time for a revamp. It's a new millennium. It needs a new look. And so, we're playing. Go to our Facebook page, Move FM. Please get involved in this.
Yes.
The real 8 Wonders of the World.
It's time for an update. We all know that there's a lot
of icons that have been overlooked, and it's just it's been too long.
It's We've a human travesty that they haven't been recorded, and you can't look up something on travelgogo.com
exactly
and see them in their shining glory.
I mean, you know, the Eiffel Tower is great, but
it's pointy. So what?
Yeah, exactly. It's pointy.
We've got other buildings.
Yeah,
like
I mean,
the AMP Tower,
just as nice.
So, we've give you an example.
Yeah,
this is one of the 8 wonders of the world that I propose.
Mm-hmm.
An old man. And right at the moment that you drive past him, he looks sus at you and scratches his gut simultaneously.
I don't know that a person can qualify for the 8th wonder. Just an arbitrary man. Anyone of this age is a wonder of the world. Maybe you can. It's a little bit...
All I'm saying is that the Sphinx in Egypt qualifies, and that's clearly a person. With a nose job.
I mean, that's
good. It's just Michael Jackson.
That's
they
good.
They just predicted his existence.
That's good, but I think you're being a bit silly. One of the wonders of the world has to be a thing. You can't be a living person. You're being ridiculous.
Give us yours.
Such as
a
Coles trolley with 3 wheels.
That's a wonder? What a wonder how it keeps moving?
Exactly. Okay, it's so a wonder how it still keeps getting used. What is that thing? It's amazing. It's just this... It's a multi-cataclysm of things. How is it still working? Why is it still being used?
Oh,
why
fair
is
it point. Still it's around? Far more impressive than Angkor Wat. Mine. Spotlight.
We're running out of time.
Okay, I had a different one, but this just came to me. Globe shoes.
Young Diamond broke. Carlin, is that makes a move?
Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, we're playing. So basically, the aim of this game is we name a random celebrity.
Yep.
And we get people to call in 635-22900.
Yep.
What are they like more, that guy or the fan? An inanimate fan, something that you get from Aldi for $20.
The segment's called I'm a Fan. So either you're a fan of the fan, or you're a fan of the celebrity.
Covers both bases.
Yeah.
So give us it.
Jordan, are you a fan of a fan or Danny DeVito?
Ooh.
Who basically is a human fan?
Why?
He's about the same size.
That's true.
All he does is blow hot air out of his mouth.
But that's not what fans do. Well, he's a heater.
Air. Well, he's halfway there. He blows air out of his mouth.
Actually, every single role I've ever seen Danny DeVito in,
go on,
there's a point where he takes his bow hat off and goes, "Whew, we're chatting here."
Yeah, he just goes, "Hey, hey." That's basically his act.
Okay, so I am a fan of the fan, not because I don't like Danny DeVito's work, but because purely as we've just uncovered, this man is as useful as a fan, but he requires food.
Yeah, he's a less efficient fan.
Love Song of Meal is up next on Move FM. Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show, we're playing. Where we compare a celebrity that is vaguely known with a fan, just an inanimate fan that keeps you cool during the summer, which do you like more?
I'm a fan. Speaks for itself.
Okay, so the question is, Miss Love.
Yeah.
Do you like fans more?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you a fan of the guy that plays Ray's brother in Everybody Loves Raymond?
Oh, you really know how to just etch out the depths of my soul, don't you?
Do I? Okay.
Oh man, I'm a fan of Ray's brother. I'm on the police force and I just can't get a pass in life.
Oh, so automatically you're a fan of Bert from Ernie and Bert from Sesame Street.
Yeah, that you can take that as well.
It's definitely the same human being.
And Ray is basically...
Snuffleupagus?
Yeah. Anyone with that
it's
nasally
just
voice.
Sesame Street, except for more references of a husband and wife arguing about sex.
So much lasagna.
True, traffic. That's probably more PC. Should have gone with that. Was watching a documentary about Russian prisons.
Ah, light stuff. Okay.
Allow me to say something that I think is definitely not a cliche.
Yeah.
Wouldn't want to be in one of those.
I don't know, man. Borscht sounds pretty good to me.
What's that?
It's a cold beetroot soup. Beetroot soup.
Oh, that's for sure what they live off.
Oh, yeah. That's a Russian staple.
The only I've only ever seen worse food in the musical Oliver. They're served gruel three times a day. And the other thing is, this is their daily routine.
Yeah.
They get up, get frisked while a German shepherd is about an inch away from them, trying to bite them.
And no, then that's not good.
Oh, yeah, it's a Russian prison. But you expecting it to be? I thought this would just be like Disneyland, except for, you know, more babushkas.
Yeah, I thought there'd be a really stoic camaraderie between all of the prisoners and this sort of like untold respect and understanding between the prisoners and the police officers, so everyone just kind of stays out of each other's way. I just assume that's what Russians do. Just kind of like look squinty-eyed and nod. And I mean, the occasional wailing on. But
no, you're right.
I'm right, aren't I? Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. And there's also something about it that all the prisoners look like they're half men, half orcs. I don't know what that is about really middling Russian guys.
Yeah. Oh.
And having lopsided skulls. You can see it in their bald head. The one side is slanting. It's like if you were a tech deck peewee trickboarder skateboarder, you could do a trick off it. Anyway, glad that we educated you. Let you down, Peking Dub. Cheap Thrills, the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Miss Love, you've got some news you'd like to share?
Yes, we have the Aqua Blitz competition coming up. We've got 20 free tickets to give away between the 16th and the 25th, just before the 26th Australia Day at Lake Lyle.
What's the point? Why would you want to win this?
Well, I think they're like VIP. VIP tickets.
So you have to wear a top hat to go there.
Yeah, yeah. It's classy. It's classy.
Is it going to be a glass booth? Why is it VIP? You get a nice spot of the lake. It's a pretty big lake.
You shouldn't be quizzing me on this thoroughly because I'm not the person that has the most detail. You're digging a grave for both of us here.
Okay. In the Summertime, Thirsty Burke is up next on BFM.
Hey, a great song that'll be played at Lake Lyle.
Probably.
Aussie. Those are the vibes.
Summertime, people that have afros.
Blow up balloons. Beyonce, I think we might have mentioned. Probably. I'm not going to say that's going to happen.
Yeah, but that's a minor detail. The point is that In the Summertime by Thirsty Merc will be played there, okay? Move FM. Rockstar, Post Malone, it's a Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hope you had a wonderful afternoon. It is now technically the evening. Go switch on the news, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Watch the project. Yeah, it's been fun, guys.
So informative.
We're going to... you love Jordan's most favourite celebrity, Wally Dali.
Hey. Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, my mistake.
She's just got so many Garnier Fructis covers.
She just smells.
Where's Waleed Ali's?
I reckon she'd just smell like a bottle of Garnier Fructis, wouldn't she?
She probably is a bottle of Garnier Fructis. You can probably twist off the cap of her skull and shampoo falls out. You're listening to Move FM. More musings like that tomorrow. See ya. Admit it, it's a best song. You're listening to the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. That was Endgame, and it's the end of her career. Just quit. You're not going
to
make a better song than that.
That's a horrible
thing. Everyone
to say.
Works. Even Ed Sheeran rapping works.
I can't believe it, but it does. As long as you don't see his face, it's good.
True. They should just, every time he's on, they should just superimpose a Ragamuffin doll's face over him so you shield him from being that ginger. Just a little bit less ginger than him would be great.
Yeah, yeah.
It's my only criticism of it, though. Sweet Lovin' by Cigala is up next on Move. Want to know my criticisms are about that? Well, I can't because I'm contractually obliged to say that every song on here is awesome. Move ahead.
Is that Sesame Street theme song?
No, it's Budapest by George Ezra. Thank you for asking.
It's a great shitty.
So see a lot of guys in traffic that have Homer Simpson's shirt with a tie on looking always got a really, really red face. And I don't know if it's because they're tanned or borderline heart attack mad.
Have you seen, Death of a Salesman?
No.
Do you know anything about it?
Yes. I know that it is a different text to, the Midday
Toad
Show.
Rage. It's a tale about how the working world can crush you down and it's tough and capitalism is essentially slavery, but you can lose your job. So where are you going with this? How are you going to brighten this one up?
Well, I'm just... because traffic is next.
Oh, no!
Praying Kesher, it's the Friendly Jotties Drive Home Show. Mislav, have you been researching Maccas? You've been keeping an eye on them.
Yes. I mean, for all contractual purposes, we love Maccas here. Say it.
Well, I absolutely do, though. I don't have to lie about that.
And to be honest, the thing, what it really comes down to, I've done a lot of research on it. I've been watching documentaries on, like, how the global empire of McDonald's, 55 billion restaurants around the world. What it really comes down to is it scares me how much I like it and how they've essentially simplified the most addictive proponents of food, just salt, sugar, fat. Mm. And also the sort of cartoonish 1950s Americana advertising that was associated with it it fascinates me. It's kind of creepy, but it's, I don't know why I'm like getting kind of obsessed with it. This whole thing of like a kid being like, gee, mom, what are we going to have for lunch? It's like, if you're a good kid, you know, finish your hamburger, you won't get your sundae. All this kind of stuff is just, I'm becoming obsessed with it. Am I a weirdo?
No. It's a really good idea to get obsessed with one of the biggest chains on the planet, just so you can kind of like looking at the Mona Lisa for long enough. Is she staring back at me?
Yeah. I'm terrified.
It's got nothing to do with art at all.
I'm terrified.
It's the exact opposite. I'm sorry. McDonald's is the exact opposite of the Mona Lisa.
No, I disagree. The Golden Arches.
They're right next to each other.
Well, the Golden Arches, that whole thing is basically subliminal messaging genius. It's like flies to a fly trap. It's
You're
just
right.
This mesmerizing. This is such a bad thing to say, considering I already have a BA. God, it feels so dirty. But is there a course in uni that's like cultural studies, brackets, McDonald's?
Just studying McDonald's for 3 years.
yeah, everything about it.
No, I think it's just called quitting school at 15.
Oh, yeah.
and being at the deep fry.
There's only one thing for it. I have to go undercover as a McDonald's employee. I'm going to try to get a job there.
I'd really like to know why in the kitchen there is this beep sound every 3 seconds.
What is the Is it a nuclear holocaust?
I know it's hot back there, but is it as hot as a nuclear reactor?
I mean, exactly.
Go bang Panao's up next on Boov FM. There for you, it's the Friendly Geordie's Drive Home Show. Hey, Mislav.
Yeah.
Been noticing that a lot of ads in Lithgow have people that really, really don't want to be on the ad.
I know, it's really entertaining. Have you seen the...
much better than the actual TV.
Oh, so much better, man. I totally agree. Have you seen the one where it's a real estate ad and then there's a lady who's like, mom, what? I was just trying to bake an orange and poppy seed cake. And I was like, Bathurst Real Estate, we're only good at one thing.
And then does the guy at the end go, maybe you should stick to your day job.
Yeah, it's great.
It could sell so many things.
It made me... That's the one instance ever I think that advertising's worked on me. That ad stuck in my head.
And you bought a house.
Well, yeah. I feel bad I didn't go with them, to be honest. I mean, obviously Richardson and Wrench would have been the first choice. But, you know.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Stop showing us flash cars that have obviously been filmed in Germany of them speeding down a highway.
No.
Just get us some slideshow with someone saying that there's a discount car store in Bathurst. That's what you want.
Basically, anyone that has the voice, that does the ad and sounds like this,
Bathurst!
I'm into. Just exclusively that.
Yeah, somebody who sounds like they're coughing out a lung when they're saying the town that they live in. Good old days back when we're next on Move It.